Viruses that develop in animals and spread to humans are on the rise around the world, and scientists say more research is needed to prevent them from evolving. The researchers say that the key to limiting the human toll from diseases like Ebola is to study them in wildlife and livestock before they transfer to humans, as Marty McCarthy reports.
The deadly Hendra virus has infected 7 Australians and killed 4 since it was first detected in the Brisbane suburb of Hendra 20 years ago.
People don't understand how bad the virus is until they see it. And if they see it, it's too late.
Natalie Bohm was working as a vet nurse at Redlands Veterinary Clinic north of Brisbane when she contracted Hendra during an outbreak in 2008.
My doctors pretty much said to my parents that you probably won't be leaving the hospital. So, it was quite a scary moment and didn't really know what was happening.
Although Natalie survived, the virus killed her friend and mentor, 33-year-old vet Ben Canine.
I just wish I had Ben, who passed away, just to speak with and debrief with, like, what we had been through and that. Because it's nobody really knows what you've been through, and even though I look healthy, it's all on the inside that's damaged.
Diseases like Hendra are called zoonotic diseases. That is, they are shared between animals and humans. The West African Ebola outbreak, which has so far killed more than 10,000 people, is another example, with fruit bats thought to be the natural hosts. Researchers at the University of Sydney have just finished a study into how much is known about zoonotic diseases. The university's Siobhan Moore says half of the data that exists focuses on known zoonotic diseases, and that there is a lack of information on animal viruses that have the potential to develop into human ones.
Diseases are changing over time, particularly in relation to different livestock production systems, and we're seeing more diseases that are occurring now in people as a result of those livestock production systems and the way that we're producing human food.
Dr. Moore says coronaviruses, like severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, is an example of a disease that has evolved and now poses a risk to humans.
We've seen SARS emerge into a human disease, and we've also seen MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, which is circulating at the moment. And we didn't really acknowledge the potential for coronaviruses to do this until SARS really came along. Coronaviruses do, of course, cause the common cold, which is something that we, you know, continue to battle with each year. Certainly there are these high virulent strains that can potentially cause more problems.
The solution to preventing zoonotic disease outbreaks in humans in the future, according to Dr. Moore, is to understand and study animal diseases before they evolve.
When we manage things as a small-scale problem, particularly when they're localised, then it's going to be much more cost-effective than to have to manage a, you know, multinational outbreak in humans.
That's Dr. Siobhan Moore from the Department of Veterinary Science at the University of Sydney, ending that report by Marty McCarthy.